This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. It was in January of 1995 that a huge fire broke out in Seattle's International District. The Pang warehouse went up in flames. It turned out that it had been set by Martin Pang, a child of the owners, in hopes of getting the insurance money. But what made it an historic fire in the annals of Seattle history was that four of the firefighters who entered the building to fight the fire perished when the floor collapsed. Martin Pang was charged with murder. Now we hear that he may be getting out of prison early this September, in fact. Let's talk with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. He was originally sentenced to 35 years in prison, right, Rob?
He was, yes.
So why would he be getting out after, what would this be,
23 years, right? He was committed the crime in 95. So, you know, he's getting out early because we have something called the sentencing guideline system in the state that are designed to ensure that offenders who commit similar crimes and have similar criminal histories receive equivalent sentences. And manslaughter is not treated as seriously under the sentencing guidelines as murder. And so he was convicted of manslaughter one, which where the standard is recklessness. But, you know, he wasn't convicted of felony murder, which would have resulted in much longer sentences and even possibly life without possibility of parole. So that leads to the question, why wasn't he convicted of felony murder, since felony murder means that someone dies because you've committed a felony like setting an arson?
Right. Is this a state law or a national standard? I don't know.
It's a state law. Each state adopts its own rules, and our state has a felony murder law.
Right, which says that if someone dies as a result of you setting a fire, you two are charged with murder. The thing is, with Martin Pang, they delayed in arresting him, and he went off to Brazil, where the laws are different.
Right. Brazil, like many other countries, does not have a felony murder law. So if you commit arson in Brazil and someone dies, you're not going to be charged with murder. And so they refused to extradite Mr. Pang, and prosecutors from King County had to fly down there and negotiate for his extradition. And finally successfully negotiated to have him return to the United States, but only to face manslaughter charges, not felony murder charges. And you know, I think that's because Brazil has a law that does not permit the extradition of people to other countries, even if the crime they're being tried for was committed in that other country, where it would be inconsistent with Brazilian law. A similar situation comes up with murderers who escape to Canada. Canada will not extradite murderers back to Washington State, where they, if they might be charged with capital murder, in other words, face the death penalty. You might recall two young men who murdered one of the men's family in Bellevue years ago, fled to Canada, and they sat up there for quite a while until prosecutors agreed that they wouldn't face the death penalty for premeditated murder if they came back. Similar situation. Canadian law doesn't recognize the death penalty. Brazil doesn't recognize the felony murder rule.
Yeah. The only silver lining from all this was that rules were changed so that you have to file building plans and firefighters have access to those plans now. And it, I guess, in a way made firefighting safer. But it certainly was quite a shock at the time. I know that. Now, is this September release a done deal, or is it conditioned on some sort of parole hearing?
It looks like it's not conditioned on a parole hearing, but rather on a formula in the sentencing guidelines.
Yeah.
At least I'm not seeing any reference to a parole hearing in the coverage that I'm seeing in the news. So they're following a formula here. This formula, which is a sentencing guidelines grid, was adopted by the legislature back in 1980-81. Well, they created a sentencing guidelines commission and directed the commission to complete an adult felony sentencing grid, which was enacted into law in 1983. And it applies to crimes committed on or after July 1, 84, which would cover Mr. Pang. Interestingly, prior to 1984, sentences imposed for adult felonies in our state were indeterminate, which means courts had wide discretion over whether or not to impose a prison sentence and the length of any sentence. And so in those days, a court might have taken into account the nature of this crime, the fact that four firefighters were killed and other factors, and he might have received a longer sentence for these for manslaughter. Yeah. But now we have a different, more objective approach, which doesn't give the court that kind of discretion. And under the guidelines, it doesn't matter who the victims were. Even though they were trying to save property and possibly save other people's lives, that doesn't matter. They just follow this formula.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Dave.